This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 7:10. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're now moving on to our next story, in which the Human Rights Commission of Malaysia, that's UHAKAM, has urged Putrajaya to set up a Royal Commission of Inquiry, or an RCI, to look into allegations of judicial misconduct. So I think what we want to do is look at whether this would actually strengthen the public's trust in the judiciary and justice system. And I think this is an especially important conversation, always important, but especially perhaps relevant at a time where we are in a state of emergency, but have consistently always been assured that the judiciary will continue to run unimpeded.
And independently as well, right? Mm. So this actually dates back to 2019 when the Pakatan Harapan government announced that it would set up a tribunal to look into allegations of judicial misconduct. However, it was mentioned that Putrajaya has yet to show any development since this announcement. And UHAKAM has actually called for an immediate formation of the RCI in September last year. We still haven't seen much progress on that though.
Mm. This is following allegations made in an affidavit by Court of Appeal Judge Hamid Sultan Abu Bakar that there had been judicial interference in several high-profile cases. So following on from that affidavit, a suit was filed against him early in 2019, alleging that he had failed to defend and preserve the integrity of the judiciary. So in August, FMT reported that the committee had issued Hamid a show cause notice over the affidavit and judgment. And among other things, he had said in the judgment that the judiciary was expected to act as a check and balance on the executive and legislature as provided for under the Constitution.
So UHAKAM has actually renewed its call for this inquiry, and they just released a statement today. And in that statement, they talk about how the establishment of this commission of inquiry will open up an inquiry process and demonstrate the judiciary's commitment to conduct a thorough and impartial inquiry. And that, as we said earlier, this would strengthen the public's trust and confidence in the in Malaysia's justice system as a whole. It'll be interesting to see, because there's also been strong opinions. There's been opposition to this RCI coming from former judges, current judges as well. So it'd be interesting to see how this will be taken forward.
Yes, and I think also to better understand where those disagreements are coming from. Mm-hmm. Because again, on the surface of it, if you talk about a tribunal to look into allegations of judicial misconduct, it sounds simple. And yet I think the fact that it is difficult to, or that it has been sat on, that it hasn't exactly moved forward, that there are people within the system who don't necessarily want to see this happen. I just would like to understand a bit better, I think, the arguments for and against it. So that's something that we're going to be getting into. If you have questions about this, if there's anything that we can help clarify, please send it our way. That number to call is 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So as we've said, UHAKAM is calling for this. And after this, we will be speaking with a commissioner at UHAKAM, Datuk Ma Weng Kwai. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about the renewed calls from UHAKAM for Putrajaya to set up a Royal Commission of Inquiry to look into allegations of judicial misconduct. So we want to understand, I suppose, mainly where this is coming from, what it can achieve, and the arguments for and against something like this being instituted. So if you have questions, if you have opinions, thoughts on this, send them our way. That number to call, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Datuk Ma Weng Kwai, Commissioner at UHAKAM. Datuk Ma, thank you so much for taking our call.
Hi, good evening, Lynn.
So let's start with the call from UHAKAM for this RCI, right? And it has to do with allegations made by Court of Appeal Judge Hamid Sultan Abu Bakar. Before we get into that, though, could you tell us what judicial misconduct itself means and the kinds of behaviours and parameters it includes?
Well, judicial misconduct is a fairly large area of conduct where there may be complaints made against particular individuals. Now, we do have the Judges Ethics Committee to deal with any misconduct that arises in the course of work, in court, or even out of court. And this will be dealt with by the Chief Justice and a committee of judges. Now, generally speaking, misconduct, well, every institution will always have allegations of misconduct and so on. And for the, as far as the judiciary is concerned, misconduct can range from judges who are biased in their judgments, who have been prejudiced when dealing with their cases, judges where there are allegations of corruption, misconduct in the in the actual conduct of cases in court. You have cases of complaints of judges throwing files at lawyers, at litigants, and so on. So there are various degrees of misconduct. And so it depends how big the problem is or how big the complaint is. And I think, you see, all judges, when they take the oath of office upon appointment, the oath of office is to protect, preserve, and to defend the Constitution. That is a very serious mandate, and somehow along the way there will be some shortcomings and so on. And when the judges do not exercise their discretion properly and honestly, then there may be grounds for allegations of misconduct.
Dato, sometimes your cases like these often come with a lot of legalese. Can you help us understand the claims that were made in Judge Hamid's affidavit?
Sure. Now, Justice Dato, Dr. Abdul Hamid, he is currently a sitting judge in the Court of Appeal. In fact, he's the senior most judge in the Court of Appeal. Now, in 2018, at a law conference organized by the Malaysian Bar, he made several allegations in the course of presentation of a paper. And he alleged that there were wrongdoings and misconduct. In particular, I think it can be summarized as saying that there was interference. He was alleging in his allegations, he was saying that there was interference in the decision-making process of three cases. And so this became hot news at that time. And in response to the government, that was then the Pakatan Harapan, they said that they would institute or establish an RCI to investigate into these allegations. These allegations were made by Justice Hamid in a 65-page affidavit with a lot of details. And he made it public at this law conference. So the response was to hold a RCI. That was in 2018, and now we are going to 2021. And we do not know, there seems to be no sign of any movement in that direction by the new government. And so this call to have an RCI is being reiterated by Suhakam. This has been a position taken by Suhakam over quite a long time now. And if not mistaken, the Bar Council is of a similar view as well, to have this RCI, to have investigations, to have inquiry in the open space, and to hear witnesses and so on, and to see whether or not there's any justification for these allegations made by Justice Hamid, whether there was actually wrongdoing. And if there was, then the appropriate action should be taken against whoever was concerned. So what Suhakam was really concerned with was that here you have a sitting judge making serious allegations about interference in the decision of cases in the Court of Appeal. And this most certainly is something contrary to the oath of office, if it was true. And therefore, it deserved to be investigated. So, yes, until now, 3 years later, we have not heard anything.
With that in mind, I mean, what are the current procedures to deal with such matters? How effective and stringent are they?
All right. Let's say, Lynn, if there's an allegation of corruption, monetary corruption, and somebody makes a complaint, it can be a police matter. Immediately, a police report can be lodged, and the police can immediately commence investigations. For a complaint of corruption, has been done in the judges in the lower court. Every time there's some complaint, the police will get into action. Another way, of course, is for complaints to be taken up by the judges' ethics committee, something which I mentioned just now, and which really, as I speak, Justice Hamid is being asked to appear before this judges' ethics committee in answer to several complaints against him in the way that he had made his complaints and so on. So things are getting pretty complicated. And it's entirely up to the ethics committee to decide whether there was any wrongdoing and so on, whether the complaint is justified or not.
So have there been judges found guilty of judicial misconduct? What are the penalties for something like this?
Now, when we talk about judges, I think you're referring to the Superior Court judges, which would be the judges in the High Court, Court of Appeal, and the Federal Court. Yeah.
Yes.
Because the judges in the lower court, they comprise of magistrates and the sessions courts. Now, they don't come under the judges' ethics committee, the purview of this committee. Whether or not there have been cases, yes, if you do recall, in 1988, we had this judicial crisis, and it all was about complaints of misconduct. And the end result of a tribunal hearing was that the late Lord President, Tun Sri Abbasi, was removed from office. And a couple of other judges were also removed, but some were suspended. So there have been cases of judges being found guilty of misconduct. The penalties, of course, can range from, if it's a criminal offense, then of course the criminal law will apply. And if it is misconduct in the, like, for example, abuse of office and so on, which may not amount to a criminal offence, then, of course, the penalties would be suspension or removal from office.
So if you, I suppose if I asked you to sum it all up, what would an RCI achieve and why do you think it's needed?
RCI will be a platform where witnesses can be called, evidence will have to be produced. It's a hearing in the open forum. It's a hearing, and whatever, and in this case of Justice Hamid Sultan, whatever his allegations, he will have to come forward and prove his case in the sense that he will have to tender evidence to support his allegations. So it is good and important because the allegations are serious and it deals with senior judges. So I think it is worth a while to actually get to the bottom of it and to see whether or not these allegations are true. And if they are, then action should be taken against those complained against. And if it's not true, then of course we want to know why these allegations were made and are not being justified. And the names of the judges complained against must be cleared. I think justice has to work both ways, not just for the complainant, but also for the persons complained against. If they are innocent, they must be cleared. So really, it's good to have, and Suhakam has always taken this view, that it's good to have this RCI so that everything can be dealt with openly and transparently, and get to the bottom of it, rather than to have any lingering doubts, you know, in the minds of the public and say, hey, what happened? You know, there was a call, for an RCI. Government responded to it and says, yes, an RCI will be established, will be formed. And then years, 3 years later, we still don't see anything. Or if the decision is not to have an RCI, then the government should come up with a statement and says, look, there's no need for an RCI. There's a change of plans, change of mind, and we do not have this RCI. Then we will have some finality in this rather than leaving it as an open issue.
So despite this very good case you make for the establishment of the RCI, the support for it hasn't actually been unequivocal, right? Could you take us through some of those arguments from those who are opposed to establishing it?
Yes. Well, in every debate, in every issue, there's always two sides to it. Those who are against the establishment or the formation of an RCI will say that this is bad for the image of the judiciary. It is calling the the very foundation of the institution into question. But I look at it the other way, and taking a positive and a pragmatic position in that I always support the independence of the judiciary and to uphold the reputation and goodwill of the judiciary, once there is this clearance of issues, and if people are cleared, then it is very good. It will benefit the judiciary, there's nothing hidden in that sense. Everything has been revealed, and if there's nothing wrong, so be it. If there's something wrong, again, so be it. Some people will have to face the music if there's something wrong.
So, Dato, you've made it very clear why a RCI would help to bolster public confidence in the judiciary. Mm-hmm. Could you also explain, perhaps, why that confidence is important?
Oh, extremely important, Lynn. Simply because the judicial system, the judiciary, is one-third of government. It's a third arm of government. And very, very often, the judiciary is the last resort in the resolution of disputes. And access to justice is a fundamental human right. And if there are disputes between citizens versus citizens, or state against citizens, or the other way around, there must be this access to justice, and everybody will have a fair day in court, and judges will and are expected to perform and discharge their duties according to law, according to the rule of law, not at their whims and fancies. And in the process of doing so, the judges must show exemplary conduct. So if you have allegations of judges being bad-tempered, foul-mouthed, being late with their writing of judgments, being corrupt, being biased, so these are serious allegations, serious issues that we should not tolerate in our judicial system.
Dato' Umar, thank you very much for speaking with us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Dato' Umar Wing Kwai, Commissioner at Suhakam, talking to us about their call for the Royal Commission of Inquiry to be set up, looking into allegations of judicial misconduct. If you'd like to share your thoughts, send them over. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to head to the 7:30 news, and then we return for just a complete change of pace with Popcorn Culture, where tonight we're reviewing Seth Rogen versus Seth Rogen in An American Pickle. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.